like an urgent message from the Monkey Power.
You're listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor. My name is Jason, doing some radio for you, and it's very, very special because the Monkey Power Trio is here in the studio with me. You just heard two tracks by the Monkey Power Trio, one released on the very first, that's what I just played, right?
Yeah,
Baby Eyes, from the very first hour, 1995, and before that, an outtake called Sniper at the Gates of Dawn, which Mark would like to discuss right now.
Yeah, We apologize for that. That should not have played. That was a mistake on Josh's part. And Jason, I'm sorry. That was a mistake on my part. We go to so many radio stations every day. This is difficult for us, but no, that shouldn't have happened, Jason, and I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's great.
One thing about that track is that you could hear, that's an outtake that we didn't release, you could hear us like trying to form the song as it went along. I know I was playing Crumhorn in the background, and I'm just kind of like randomly making noise in the beginning before it takes like a couple minutes before I came in and like started playing something that went along with the rest of the music.
So I think we have a lot of examples of how we... our process, our creativity process.
Uh-huh.
Electric Bird, on another website of ours, Monkey Power Trio Underground, there's a track there. All of our unreleased stuff is there.
Uh-huh.
And Electric Bird's maybe 30 seconds, and it shows you exactly how we start coming up with ideas. And it never made it. It's, you know, unreleased.
Yeah, the one good thing about having that bad song on, I think, is it illustrates how wonderful the rest of our songs are in comparison. And that's the kind of song that could make a record. If we weren't
band.
As good, if
by,
we,
by you know, other,
a lot
band,
of other bands,
as...
a lot of other local bands would have, that would have been their song, you know.
Yeah. So what exactly is it? It's just like not coming together, or, you know, well formed is what the sort of
like
the
Dave said.
Is.
We have like 40 tracks in 6 hours, and some of them just are really bad. And five people have to be really interested in that topic for it to come out well.
Because
if someone gets bored, it's just doesn't
usually
work.
Somebody just starts like playing some kind of riff or something. We all try to like come in and add something. Sometimes it takes more than one take to like figure out, like I usually let the guitarist start playing first, and then I try to figure out something that goes along with it. And it takes me like halfway through the song to like, I'm not good at improvising, and I'm like all self-conscious, so I don't really want to just, you know, let it rip and wail. I'm always like, well, I don't want to make a sound unless it goes well with the other music. And so I'm usually inhibited, even though I end up making sounds that don't go along with the other music a lot of the time. I have, like, inhibitions that I have to conquer, and it takes me, like, halfway through the first take.
Mm-hmm.
And some beer.
And lots of beer,
Matt
yeah.
Matt sits by the cooler.
So what kind of reaction do people have to your music?
I've actually had played it at home a couple times when I had friends over, and you know, later in the evening, people leave a lot. A lot of my friends don't really like it.
We had.
I think they leave because they're depressed because they don't create anything in their own lives. Yeah, uh-huh. I think it's jealousy. Everyone that doesn't like this band, I think it's jealousy.
We had a airing on the BBC's Radio 1 John Peel show. Just played one of our tunes in the middle of his set, and it set off this whole chain reaction of phone calls for the rest of the show. Right. People had strong reactions to it and kept referring back to our song that played.
Oh, wow. Like, and
they wanted us
it was a mixture. It started a debate, kind of, yeah. And people were saying, yeah, it should be the new national anthem for the UK, and you know, not other people. Some people called it pants, and we didn't know what that meant until...
We learned a new definition of the word pants.
Yeah, which means they didn't like it. It was terrible and stupid.
They were embarrassed that they liked it.
Yeah. Yeah, there was another guy who said...
that I liked it.
Yeah, they were embarrassed, but they really liked it. So...
What song was played?
He's played 4 or 5 of our songs.
You Gotta Have Hope was the one
But the first one was You Gotta Have Hope.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We discussed a lot. And now we have... 3 kids in England who come to our website every day to talk on the discussion board.
300?
So we definitely have 3 fans in England.
Yeah, at least one fan. There's a boy that sent his picture into us. and I think that he might be the two girls. There are also two girls that leave messages on our website, but I think the boy might be the girls.
Huh.
So at least one.
At least one.
So, like, why do people have negative reactions? I guess Mark said that because of jealousy.
Actually, yeah, you know, when we tell this story about selling the song to uh-huh. for the commercial to musicians or, you know, people who try really hard to make music and get it out there, they get pretty angry about that. Like, we record once a year and sold this song for a lot of money to a big commercial entity, and uh-huh. you know, they're just trying to get played on radio and nobody will play.
So there's sort of like an ethic, work ethic?
Yeah, we don't have a work ethic except that one day. They get jealous about that.
A drink ethic. They have, you know, I was just kidding when I was talking about jealousy. I think people, I think it does just kind of catch some people the wrong way because it's not what they're used to hearing.
Mm.
Because it's not overly produced, and it's, I think a lot of it, it's really evident when you listen to it that it's being written as you're hearing it. And I don't know if I get that same sense from other stuff I hear on the radio. And it kind of requires that you pay more maybe attention. You can't just kind of tune out, and I think that's why Fox Sports liked it, because it makes it forced people to look at the ad. I don't think you could walk out of the room while that was playing. you might like it or you might hate it, but it required that you invest something of yourself in it, and I think that that's true of almost all of our music.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of in between. There is a lot of love or hate.
Mm-hmm.
Is there other music that you would describe in that same way, or do you think that has that same sort of thing?
Gil Evans.
Tommy Flanagan comes to mind, as does Jimmy Guffrey.
What do you think, Matt? You have the biggest CD collection.
You guys
what?
Don't really do listen it. To me.
No, no, just comparisons to us, like to improvised.
I don't know. I don't usually listen to improvised mm-hmm. music, so I don't know. I mean, You put me on the spot. I don't listen to my yeah. records and compare them to Monkey Planet.
I don't like the analogy, but our last band, Skink, I remember someone suggesting that we do a triple bill with the Zip Code Rapists and with Ween. Well, this was, you know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But those two bands came to mind. I think they're both a little jokier than we are. I think we're kind of serious. But I think that there is some kinship there with Zip Code Rapists stuff and all mm. that.
And Ween is way better at playing their instruments now.
Ween is the new Grateful Dead, I've heard.
But how is Ween after just 9 days?
Right.
Yeah.
That's us. We're like Ween after 9 days of them starting to play instruments.
So what direction are you going in musically?
Up here.
Like, I guess, what do you, maybe each of you individually, what do you foresee if you were the last surviving Monkey Power Trio member? What would your solo album sound like in 60 years?
I would go towards more towards Britney Spears type of
if
music.
I'm the last surviving Monkey Power record, all the songs are going to be making fun of the other dead members of the band. I think that's probably going to be a given, that we're going to, you know, we always like kid and make fun of each other in the studio and stuff. So that's always like an inspiration. So I'm sure that once it ends up as a solo act, it's going to be all like trash talking the other band.
It's like Survivor. The winner is just going to rub everyone else's face in it. And just, they're just going to like spit on their graves. And like, we all want to outlive each other, and just so we can have all the, you know, girls and money and everything else that uh-huh. comes with Monkey Power. But and boys.
Do the rights to the music get handed down as well?
We haven't discussed that previous music. I imagine so.
We've just left it all up to Dave, so we have no idea.
Yeah, they don't know any of the legal arrangements I've made for this music. Yeah, all the mechanicals come to me and my kin, or my offspring.
The way we keep... I had a thought the other night that I haven't shared yet, and it scared me. We've always expected that, like, one of us would, like, the last living one, we just have to do one or two sessions, because we're all assuming that at least a majority of us get old. And I just had this really weird thought that all of you could die, and I would have to do this every year for the rest of my life by myself, like 50 years by myself, and that just scared the, you know.
So you have to actually do it until the last one is dead?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What we've agreed upon, I think. Have we agreed
on that? I was under the impression that it was just until one was left.
Well, then they can all die.
That's what I thought, too.
Then they can all die, if you're right about that.
I want out of this now. I want out.
Yeah, I guess if that's the case, then I'm okay.
Yeah, that sounds like a bleak retirement, looking forward to like having to record and improvise a song every year for the rest of your life. I don't know.
I feel a lot better now.
My theory is that by the time I'm the last living member, the band will be so good that the solo album will have to, there'll be so many expectations, and I'll have to do the most musical thing I've ever done in my life. You know, the best kind of playing I'll have done, because you can hear on the records, even in, during the 10 years, that the playing has evolved quite a bit. And just there's more, I guess, you know, people are technically able to get, you know, better or different sounds out of their instruments, have a little more intention with their playing. So by the, you know, if we all live to the average age expectancy of, you know, in our 70s or 80s, then by then we're really going to be smoking, you know.
Well, the first year we didn't have any percussion. We had a gas can and a cement mixer.
Didn't you have an actual kitchen sink down there, too?
And there was a kitchen sink, yeah, in the basement. But, I mean, so, yeah, you know, just on that, on the merits of the
instrument.
And that kind of makes the project interesting to me, is it really is starting from square one, musically.
Yeah, Dave feels like he's taken this group of, like, imbeciles. He's like our
he's like our high school music teacher,
like our Svengali, or
yeah, who's the guy who heads the boy bands, that,
yeah, oh, that fat guy with the blimps,
yeah,
yeah, what's his name, you're like that guy,
I don't know, but he's like Dave. Yeah,
so Dave, if you are the last surviving member,
yeah,
would you play bass on the final solo album?
You know, I probably would.
He's not gonna be the last.
I shouldn't tell him this
member.
But I'd probably get out an acoustic bass and probably a bow.
Oh, wow.
And play some, you know, solo stuff that was,
jazz.
You know, probably not jazz. Yeah. No.
Infected.
Jazz.
Infected.
Yeah. Infected.
Contracted.
All right. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to the Monkey Power Trio, who are a band that gets together only one afternoon per year and makes a 7-inch record in that afternoon. And we're going to hear some more of their music, but I've confused myself and don't know what it is. So I need help from the actual power trio.
Planet of the Apes is real?
Planet of the Apes is real.